Welcome to Magic Moonlog. I am your host, Dawn Marie Franzen, and this is a weekly series looking at the astrological forecast. So sit back and relax, and let's see what the moon and stars will bring us. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Magic Moonlog. So for those of you who follow me on the Facebook page, I did mention that I had added a new section to the website. And what it is an episode guide. So all the episodes for this podcast, I put down season by season and episode by episode, the titles, the date they were released, and a little bit of information about them, what the episode is about. So you might want to go check that out on the Witch Magic website. And all my links are on the show notes. So if you look at this on whatever platform you're listening to, and also if you watch this on YouTube, they're in the description of the videos. Okay? So let's get on with our Astrocast for April 20 to April 26. On Saturday, the moon is still in its second quarter phase. At 6:14 a.m., the moon and Jupiter trine. At 6:28, the moon and Uranus trine. At 7:09, the moon and Mars are in opposition. At 8:20 p.m., the moon is in opposition with Neptune and is void until 11:08 when it enters Libra. At 10:27, Jupiter is in conjunction with Uranus. At 2:28 a.m. on Sunday, the Moon and Sun quincunx. The Moon is trine with Pluto at 3:20. The Sun squares off with Pluto at 1:02 p.m. On Monday, April 22, Happy Earth Day! So, this is an annual event that began in 1970 in support of environmental protection. Ways you can observe Earth Day are plant a tree, recycle, use refillable water bottles, plant a garden, clean up trash at your local parks. Please be very careful when you do this and use gloves. And have your child make a picture of the Earth. And you can visit earthday.org to make donations or get involved in volunteer work. And I am in no way affiliated with them, so I just happened to stumble across their website one time, and I think it's a really great website. So yeah, you guys might want to go check that out. All right, so moving on. At 7:08 a.m., the Moon and Saturn quincunx. The Moon and Mercury are in opposition at 8:10. At 7:18 p.m., the Moon and Uranus quincunx. The Moon is in opposition with Venus and is void, of course, until 11:20 a.m. Tuesday when it enters Scorpio. The Moon and Mars quincunx at 11:51. At 8:45 a.m. Tuesday, the Moon and Neptune quincunx. At 3:27 p.m., the Moon squares off with Pluto. At 7:49, the Moon is in opposition with the Sun and also becomes full at 4 degrees in Scorpio. This month's full moon is called the Pink Moon, and it's named after the herb moss pink, a plant that's native to the eastern United States. It represents growth, rebirth, and renewal. This would be a great time to let go of old patterns and embrace new beginnings. On Wednesday, the Moon enters its third quarter phase. At 6:41 p.m., the Moon and Mercury quincunx. The Moon is trine with Saturn at 6:52. At 6:26 a.m., Thursday, the Moon and Uranus are in opposition. At 7:55, the Moon and Jupiter are in opposition. Mercury will be direct at 8:54 a.m. So Mercury in direct means that it's waking up. So think of an animal coming out of hibernation, right? They've been in hibernation for the winter. So Mercury has been resting for about 3.5 weeks now. So it's going to take a few days to gather its bearings. So if you were worried about doing any important things, making important decisions during the retrograde period, feel free to go ahead with those plans. All right, so at 12:42 p.m., the Moon and Venus quincunx. At 2:25, the Moon trines with Mars. At 7:17, the Moon trines with Neptune and is void until 9:37 when it enters Sagittarius. On Friday, the Moon and Pluto sextile at 1:36 a.m. The Moon and the Sun quincunx at 10:36. So, what does it all mean, right? So, during the weekend, be aware of being overly optimistic about something. You want to stick with some originality. You might have some high energy. And you might distrust your intuition. But there could be some unexpected good fortune. And self-examination is a good thing to do this weekend. And other people's plans might conflict with your own. So be mindful of that as well. So towards the beginning of the week, examine your repressed emotions, handle routine work and details. You might experience abrupt changes in your mood, and you might have an excess in emotions. Discriminate between apathy and relaxation. Make very few demands on others, maybe none if you can help it. And you might experience hard work, but you might get back little gain for it. And during midweek, balance your thinking and emotions, and you will accomplish things as long as you're patient. And towards the end of the week, there might be some distractions, extravagance, harmony, romance, and enlightening discussions. All right. Magic Moonlog is sponsored by Life-Changing Energy. They've got yoga outfits and all kinds of other clothing, jewelry, and healing tools. Take an online course. I took my course with Vicki Gold and am now a certified crystal and chakra healer. Please visit lifechangingenergy.com and use the promo code MAGIC7. That's magic with a K, number 7, for 7% off your purchase. And now back to the show. Now let's get on with our spell of the week, and by Llewellyn's Spell-A-Day Almanac. And this one is Sweet Dreams. And let me just sit back for a minute. Okay, this one is for April 26th, which is Friday. The color of the day is pink, and the incense of the day is cypress. Dreams free of nightmares are highly sought after. There are ways you can employ herbs to make this wish come true. First, fill a nice-sized bowl with a mixture of rose water and spring water and place it under your bed. Push it under the middle of the bed. This is an invitation to the gods, goddesses, and water spirits. Next, make a Sweet Dreams sachet. Rub 1/3 cup chamomile flowers, lavender buds, and jasmine or hops gently between your hands and into a bowl. And do not use hops if you are recovering from alcoholism, okay? This releases the natural essential oils and the herbs. Breathe into the bowl the intention to have sweet and meaningful, intuitive dreams. Take handfuls of the herbal blend, and into each one, breathe gently all your hopes for the blend. Put the herbs back in the bowl. Place the herbal blend in a sachet or two and put beneath your pillow. Sweet dreams! And this was written by Stephanie Rose Bird. All right. So now with our everyday spells card. And this one is an intention box, also known as a wish box. This can be a powerful tool in creating the life you want. Take an empty box and fill it halfway with sand. You can place the following stones in your intention box: amazonite, which is for confidence, self-love, and creative expression; black tourmaline, protection and security; lepidolite, emotional balance, stress relief, and spiritual growth; and aventurine, prosperity, well-being, and good luck. And as always, I will put that on the page. All right, now I'm going to pull from the Dragon Oracle, which we did last week. All right. The Dragon Oracle cards are by Diane Cooper. And they are really beautiful cards. And I'm having a hard time shuffling them. They're really beautiful cards. Sometimes the meanings of them, I don't know. I don't resonate with these as much as with my other oracle cards. But I do love them because I do love dragons. And they're just really cool looking cards. All right. So I'm going to take the top card. And it is the Rainbow Dragon. Okay, so let me find it in the book. Okay, Rainbow Dragon brings the leap of joy that opens new doors. And the affirmation here is, have trust, rediscover wisdom, expect miracles, and accept opportunities. A rainbow in the sky is a cosmic gift. If our heart leaps with joy and gratitude when we see one, the universe opens new doors for us. Glorious rainbow dragons carry the same promise. When they come to us, a multicolored mystical flame ignites within us. This automatically attracts something of significance from the universe towards us. In addition, rainbow dragons will take us to the mystical pot of gold that is said to await us at the end of the rainbow. This golden gift is our own ancient wisdom, which has been waiting for us to rediscover it. With it, we know how to take knowledge and use it for the highest good of all. We become a wise one, a mage, and the rainbow dragons open the petals of our crown to connect us with universal knowledge. And as we use knowledge wisely, more comes to us. And then the guidance for the card says, this is a card of hope, prayers, expectation, and gratitude. Look for opportunities. Expect miracles. When new openings occur, seize them. Sometimes you may hardly dare to believe that good fortune has sought you out, so make sure you accept it consciously and unconsciously. Do not let it slip away. Remember to thank the rainbow dragon who has come to you for opening new doors for you. Ride with the current of life this dragon has brought you and enjoy everything that comes your way. A rainbow dragon may feel like an illusion, but it is very real. If you catch the flash of rainbow colors out of the corner of your eye, it is your rainbow dragon reminding you that the time for a new life is now. Trust that it will happen to you. All right, there we go. Okay, so before I let you guys go, I just kind of want to take a moment to thank all of you for tuning in every week to the Magic Moonlog, and not only for the Magic Moonlog series, but also my regular episodes as well that come out monthly. And I really appreciate those of you who stick around and who listen to the show, maybe watch the show on YouTube, things like that. I do need and want more feedback though. So if you are part of the Facebook page, please take a moment to, you know, reply to some of my comments, reply to some of my posts, things like that. I know that being a page, you really can't make your own post, which is unfortunate. But the only reason why I turned it into a page, because I did have a private group before, and many of you wanted it to go public because that way it's easier to share. But I own other groups as well that have nothing to do with witchcraft. They're totally different other things. And one of my groups, I will tell you, it's a roller coaster group because I'm a big fan of roller coasters. I've got over 2 million members in that group. And it's a free group that people can post all about roller coasters, you know, and their experiences and pictures and videos and things like that. And of course, if somebody tries to post something off topic, it gets deleted. You know what I mean? I've had problems with spam in that group. Since it's a very popular group and it's got a lot of high traffic, occasionally you get those people that come in and want to just post nasty things on there. And not just even nasty things, but untrue things. You know what I mean? And nothing to do with what the group is all about. So, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort to weed through those. And luckily, I do have members on there that once they see something, they report it to me. And I can fix it immediately, remove the post and ban the member and stuff like that. But it's very hard. It's just me taking care of the group of over 2 million people. So it has gotten better because Facebook does kind of help. And if you have groups, you will know what I'm talking about. But Facebook does have this feature that will help you weed out the spam. So I've been very fortunate for that to happen. But at the same time, I don't want this same thing to happen to my witch magic page. Do you know what I mean? If I turned it into a group, what kind of spammers are going to be there? You know? So I really made it into a page for your protection. Because even though the page is public, there's no way that anybody can post something that's not on topic. Now, yes, if there is a member who is trolling, they can certainly reply to something that I post and then I would have to delete it if it was inappropriate. But chances are they're not going to want to do it that way. You know, they mostly look for groups that they can easily join with no questions asked and kind of hide in the shadows until they're ready to pounce with a nasty post. All right. So that is the reason why I decided to make a page because of all that. All right. But yeah, I would appreciate, you know, those of you on the page, if you're following along and you see a post, like it or, you know, reply, you know, in some way if it resonates with you. Do you know what I mean? That would just really help me out a lot. To show that people are really listening, people are really hearing what I have to say, seeing my post, appreciating what I'm doing, and all that kind of stuff. And I know I'm on a soapbox again. But anyway, and as far as like listening to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform, if you listen to it on Apple or Spotify, there is a way that you can go and you can either go through the app or online. I think going through the app is probably the better option, easier as anyway. And you can leave a rating. You know what I mean? Just press one of the stars. A 5-star would be great, but leave a rating, okay? Because what that does, the more ratings I get, the more people can find me, all right? The more it's abled on search engines, all right? Does that make sense? Okay, so I really want to get noticed up there on the search engines. I really want people to find this show because I feel like, you know, it could help some people, you know, or maybe people, especially people that are starting out in the craft, or maybe if they've been in the craft for a while and they just want something to listen to that they can relate to. Do you know what I mean? So please, please rate the show. If you have an extra second, leave me a review, you know, because that kind of helps as well. And as far as on YouTube, comments are open. So leave a comment. You can even leave, you know, if you notice that, like yesterday, for instance, well, I'm saying yesterday, but I'm recording this on a Thursday. So yesterday, which was Wednesday, I released a video about palm reading and herbs. And, you know, it would be nice for people to comment to say, you know, their experiences. Maybe they can provide me feedback of things that I have questions about, You know what I mean? Because I did mention that I'm not a palm reader, but I've done research enough to know what palm reading is about and to guide people who might be interested in it and talking about the different lines of the hands and anything like that. But if you have more experience in palm reading and there's something you want to add, by all means, tell the community and leave in a comment on the video. You know, if people scroll down to the comments, they might say, oh, okay, well, Dawn didn't mention that in the video, so this is nice to know, or, you know, something like that. Do you know what I mean? But be kind, of course. Always be kind, because nasty comments will get deleted. And you're just wasting your time if you're just going to leave a nasty comment, because you can go someplace else that you find more beneficial to you, okay? And that's my thing about that, you know? I want nothing but positive energy from my show. And I realize being put out there, you might get negative people, you know, wanting to trash you and stuff like that. And I'm ready for that. But to me, if you're listening and you're one of those people that like to troll and you just want to make people's day miserable, don't you have better things to do in your life? I mean, honestly, think about it. I've seen people on celebrity fan pages that all they do all day long is they go and create nasty posts about these people and their followers. Get a life. Get a life. Okay? Seriously. If you don't like this, go someplace else. That is all I have to say about that. Anyway, getting back to my positive viewers and listeners. Yes, leave those comments, leave those reviews, leave the ratings, like my videos, like the show, follow me on Facebook. All the links are in the show notes and the description of the videos. So there's, no, you know, they're all out there. And if you want to be more supportive, and I know I say this in the outro as well, so you'll hear this again, I'm sorry, but if you do want to be a little extra supportive and help this show keep going, I do have Patreon and Ko-fi. Which I have those links there as well, then you can become a member and or just simply make donations every once in a while. You know what I mean? Throw me $3 to $5 here and there whenever you get a moment or whenever, you know, you feel like, you know, hey, you know, I want to buy Dawn a cup of tea or something. You know what I mean? You know, help me out. Okay? That's all I ask. But I do appreciate those who listen. And if you can't or you don't want to make donations or anything like that, that's perfectly understandable. I know times are tough out there. I'm having tough times as well. Me being in between jobs, of course, and everything like that. But anyway, the biggest thing you can do is the ratings, reviews, likes, comments, replies, and share. Share this show. Share this podcast. Share my videos. Share the Facebook page. Share it all, okay? I have been trying to get more active on X as well and Instagram. So, and I am constantly posting little things on TikTok. So these videos that you see, I'm always posting little snippets of them on TikTok. So follow me, share, like, comment, all of that good stuff. All right, everyone. Have a very magical week. If you like this episode or show, please consider going over to Apple or Spotify to give me a rating and review. It will really help with the algorithm of the show. Share with your friends and follow me at Witch Magic on Instagram. You can also join us on the Witch Magic Facebook group. If you would like to support the show even more, you could check out my Patreon and Ko-fi pages and join the tier of your choosing and budget for extra perks, as well as helping me maybe get a cup of tea. Thanks, everyone.